I feel nervous actually kasi there's this running joke na kapag umabot tayo ng season 4, that's the last season. Ha? Bakit? So like 4 like symbolizes death and I just felt like hindi ko nakikita yung sarili ko doing this for a long time.
Like and follow Runaway Podcast because it's time to run away.
And welcome back to the Runaway Podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Ball. Good evening. And welcome back to the Runaway Podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Paul. Thank you for tuning in. Hi! Nice. Okay, hi guys. Thank you for tuning in. Wow. I'm glad that I'm able to live stream again after many months. After many, many months of absence. Yes. Because all of the episodes of The 7 Dimensions of Wellness, Season 3, which is out now on Spotify and on YouTube and on Facebook, they are all pre-recorded. So this is my first live in, I don't know, 9 months, I believe. In 9 months or 8 months, I'm not sure. But what matters is that I'm back. We're back. So welcome back to the Runaway Podcast. We still don't have a soundboard. 4 years later. Ano ba yan? I need to get a soundboard. My goodness. Hey! Alright, so of course, thank you for tuning in. We got JM of 0 Hour Discussions. Oh, I have to check this one out. Wow, okay, cool. If I change the banner, it also changes that. Thanks, man. And of course, a huge shout out to Serena. Hi. Happy 4th anniversary. Thank you. Thank you. It's my co-pathways students. Then happy 4th anniversary. Thank you, man. In 10 years! Yes! Yes! Diba? Ang tagal. Super tagal. And I thank you guys for being patient. And I also want to say a huge thank you to Pathways community as well. We are Pathways Core for allowing me to collaborate with them, for helping me with my healing journey, and helping me realize the things that I've been looking for were inside me all along. Yeah. Kinakabahan ako actually. It's been really a while. It's kind of weird kasi what I do for a living is to teach online using the computer, talking like 8 to 10 hours a day, doing this, doing that. And yet here I am, I feel nervous, I have the jitters, parang anong gagawin ko? Wait lang. Anong gagawin natin ngayon tonight? Actually, we have a lot of things in store for you guys tonight because I am going to be, well, how do I say this? Sharing? Yeah? I'm going to be sharing something good with you? Well, lagi naman. Lagi naman. No. Lagi naman. But yeah, this is something new, even for me. So I'm just going to tell you guys a huge secret then that's not very well known outside Runaway Podcast. But last year, or the last season, season 3, our good friend, JM from 0 Hour Discussions, he's been secretly helping me power Runaway Podcast using StreamYard. So all the live sessions were possible because of him. All of their pre-recording sessions were possible because of him. And I could literally not do this without his help. So man, thank you publicly. I want to say thank you and thank you talaga. I'm still out of words. I'm still out of words for letting me use StreamYard. And now we have our own. Here we go. We have our own. Because as of today, runners, what's interesting and what's new with Runaway Podcast is that we have our very own StreamYard account now. Okay, so of course, Runaway Podcast is exclusively powered by StreamYard. And if you would like to try StreamYard, please, oh please, click the link in the comment section below to get $10 off. To get $10 off for your first month and for you to experience what I'm experiencing now. So you can go live with StreamYard, you can pre-record with StreamYard, you can even have meetings and webinars with StreamYard. So StreamYard, yep, for as low as $25 a month. And if you click the link now, get $10 off. So that would only be like $15. Cool. $15 a month. That's so worth it. Super worth it. And it's such a convenience then for everyone, especially for editing, for streaming, most especially for backupping files, for finding the destination, linking it to the destination from YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. You can still go live on Twitter. And then TikTok. Do they have TikTok? God, StreamYard is gonna kill me. And that's why I'm talking in English. Hooray. Alright. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Serena, for the 50 stars. You can't see it on screen yet, but thank you. Thank you, Serena. Yay! 50 stars! Woohoo! Hey, and we have Jay. Welcome back, dude. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Runners, you've known Jay as Jay from Losing Streak Gaming. Last year, we had him on Final Fantasy with 0 Hour Discussions with JM. And JM says, congrats. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, we will talk about that later on too. Because tonight, I won't be staying that long. Oh, that's the new thing about Runaway Podcast. We can't really stay that long anymore. I'm so sorry. Di na pwede. I can't. Because what's new is that I've been going to the gym. I've been going to the gym for the last 6 months. And it's been great. It's really been great. Hang on. And circling back, Muna, very quickly, JM says, everyone loves StreamYard. Yes, Jay's channel, Jay's podcast, Jay's production is also powered by StreamYard. Yay! There we go. It's really cool. Really cool. Awesome. Okay, so runners, for our celebration, tonight, I'll be answering like a few questions. So if you have questions, I'll just answer them in the comment section. Leave them be. Sige na. Konti lang yung questions ko today. Konti lang yung nagtanong. So please, leave your questions. Okay. Leave a question and I'll answer it. Any question, really. Honestly. LOL. All right then. And my dog says hi. My dog says hello. Okay. So I guess first question that I'll be answering is that what's in store for season 4? There we go. I feel nervous actually kasi there's this running joke na kapag umabot tayo ng season 4, that's the last season. Ha? Bakit? Kasi like 4 like symbolizes death. And I just felt like hindi ko nakikita yung sarili ko doing this for a long time before. But we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Runaway Podcast is not going anywhere. We're here to stay. Here to stay. I also joke na if we ever get to season 4, then I must. It's a must. Clip me. Okay? Clip this clip. Future Jerome, clip this. If we ever get to season 4, if Runaway Podcast gets to season 4,
I have to talk to Anna Akana. I have to talk to Anna Akana. Anna Akana is the sister of Will Akana, the first guest that we ever have here in the Runaway Podcast. Why? Because I grew up watching her. I grew up listening to her podcast then. That's oddly titled Runaway Thoughts. That's also an inspiration for the Runaway Podcast. And surprise, surprise. No, I didn't get her yet. I didn't get her yet. But surprise, surprise. Guess who is going to Manila next year? And guess who got front row seats for her stand-up comedy show? Baby steps. Baby steps. Send that email. Yes, I will, man. I will send that email if I get a hold of her email. That's the that's the thing. And okay, so what's in store for season four? I'm gonna whip out my pointers because I'll be like enumerating them down. So ano ang pwedeng expect natin sa Runaway Podcast this season four? And here we go. Okay, so the first one is we will be focusing more on self-development, which is really the bread and butter of Runaway Podcast. Why am I telling this? Because as JM said earlier, season four is just the beginning. This is where the fun begins. So we'll be focusing more on self-development. Specifically, we'll be talking about more growth mindset. Super damning request to bring back Sir Gab of FWD, if you guys still remember him. So I'll try my best to contact him to talk about growth mindset with him and Ken. Number two, we will also be talking about introspection. My dogs are still barking. Introspection is another term for self-reflection. But this time, I'll be talking more about it. Like, what's the process? Ano yung process ko in, you know, doing introspection, doing self-reflection, and just, ano ba nangyari? Ano? And then thirdly, I'll also try and like play around with this. I'll be practicing, or we will be talking about different communication theories. Yun. Like, bakit different film theories? Kasi, I don't know, man. For the last 4 years, antindi ng landscape change. I was one of the first people who decided to clip podcasts. Like, clip podcasts, as in, I was one of the first people here in the Philippines who tried it. And then I got kicked out, or my content was kicked out of that certain group because I violated their terms and conditions. They also sumunod sa rules nila. And yet here we are, 4 years later, podcast clips are on fire. Don't mention that group name. Here we go. But yeah. I have other respect for that group anyway. So yun, we'll focus more on self-development, talking more about growth mindset with the previous guests that Runaway Podcast had, practicing introspection, and practicing different communication theories because the landscape is always changing. Here we go. Oh, I'm going to say hi very quickly to everyone. Okay, so Jay is still here. JM is still here. Hi, Oliver. One of my classmates back in high school and grade school. Hey, man. Good evening. And Mariel Garcia, check her out. She's on Spotify. She has music. Mariel is here. So, yeah. Thank you. Hi, Mariel. One of my classmates then back in high school. Really cool. JM has an interesting question. Will Scary Counters return? Yes. Yes. Ghostly Encounters will return, but there is one feature that I'm still thinking about if I should return it or completely say goodbye to it na. But Ghostly Encounters will return. So next month, October, scary stuff.
Yeah, scare stuff. There we go. Oh, Jay says, glad to know you're hitting the gym lately, man. Hooray for self-improvement.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
And for those who are listening lang din, self-improvement does not always equivalent to physical health. Like, it can be mental, it can be spiritual, physical, emotional, career, environment. Yan. There we go. Oh, JM says, self-development, we can talk about that in the future also. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Because JM is also one of the many people, one of the many people who encourages me to finally sit down, go live, and just talk about self-improvement. Not just for the both of us, but for also the runners. Kasi parang it's long overdue na we want to have this conversation about self-development and it's time. It's time, man. It's time. It's time! And then, yes. Okay, oh, and then Arvin is here. Hey, man! Evening! Arvin is one of our previous guests then in Ghostly Encounters. He's one of the members of one of the fastest rising bands in the Philippines, Rajang. They had concerts left and right in the past few months in Makati, in Marikina. Grabe. Thanks, dude. I'm happy you're here. Thank you for dropping by. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am going to watch your concerts and your gigs soon too. Hopefully. When the time is right. Time is right. Okay, so yeah. Yun muna, focusing more on self-development. Two, this is where I'm really excited about. We're going to continue opening the floor to collaboration. We're still going to have guests, okay? Marami tayong guests. And if there's that thinking, or if you're a content creator na, meron ba? May invite ba ako? Yes. Okay, meron. Kasi again, in the last 4 years, sobrang laki ng mind. No. Ang laki ng pinagbago talaga ng landscape. I mean, TikTok pa lang. I'm overwhelmed with the amount of content creators on TikTok already. There we go. So we'll be opening the floor to collaboration. This means that we will be reaching out to other groups. Reaching out to other groups. We'll also be reaching out to other institutions. Yep. Other institutions. Haha. Gain that confidence. Reaching out to individuals then, regardless of your social media presence. Okay, regardless of your social media presence, I don't care if you have 5 followers or 100 followers or if you're just new or even if it's just a dummy account. Now let's go. You know, let's talk. The floor is open. The floor is open. There we go. We'll be opening floor to collaborations. And I'm already in that point in my life kasi na it's no longer my sole reason to get famous, get clout, get followers. Oh, sikat yan. Ganun. Hindi na eh. It's more of like activating people who want to create and helping them realize that you have all the resources you need in front of you. You just have to see it where it is. Kasi like for the longest time, I think like the runners know na ang dami kong reasons kung bakit hindi ako nagla-live. Ah, pangit ng mic ko, pangit ng internet ko.
Pangit pa din, you know? Hello? Hello, Sky? Pangit pa din.
But yeah, nakikisama naman yung internet. But yeah, like you just have to look. You just have to search kung ano yung pwede and kung ano yung kaya ng resources mo. So that's why I'm opening the floor to collaboration. If anyone would like to do something cool, if anyone would like to do something awesome, or just hang out, I'm down. I'm down. As long as our schedule matches. Yun na yun. Yun lang yung kailangan yung tandaan. As long as our schedule matches, I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for any exchange. As long as our schedule matches. Yeah. Clip that. Clip that. Awesome. Okay. Oh, Pat is here. Hi, Pat. Hello. So to the runners, Pat is one of my many good friends back in college. She has done a lot. She's known for her tarot readings in Instagram, Odes from the Naiad. But lately, you can find and support her content in... Pat, should I say it? The Asian Parent. And so you can see her there. You've probably seen her works then in Inquirer before in Lifestyle Asia, but yeah. There we go. Yes, yeah. Okay, I will. The Asian Parent. Okay, so I'll click that later. Damstrology! Yeah, there we go. That's her special project. So if you guys are interested in astrology, if you're looking for other accounts other than Pathways and other than Ashley, you can also tune in to Pat's project, Tapstrology, on TikTok, on Facebook. Hey. Yeah. Very cool. Sabi ni JM, Sky Cable. Yes, man. 2 years na tayo nakikipag-away sa Sky Cable. Sorry. Okay. Grabe. And then Arvin says, is this what it is? One step ahead is still better than just doing nothing. Amen to that, brother. Amen. Thank you. All right, then. Okay, so you guys, the third one that I have in store for the Runaway Podcast this season 4 is that I will be, or we, our future guests then, of course, we will be giving recommendations na. And we always give this naman din before na, oh, you should try this, you should watch this, have you listened to this, you should listen to this. You should listen to my dog. Ayan, giving recommendations. But the thing is kasi, again, over the last 4 years, I started this when I was like 22 years old. Was it? 23. Mag to 23. Anyway, it was 4 years ago. Again, the landscape is changing. My mindset is changing. My dog is still barking. It's my new dog. I'll be sharing my wisdom more as much as I can from books, movies, music, resources, most especially job opportunities. Kung meron. My God, my dog. That's my new dog. Kung meron. So I'll be sharing my wisdom more as much as I can talaga from books, movies, music, resources, and job opportunities as much as I can. Again, workshops, creators, anything that can help you transcend to your chosen field of career. And yeah. Grabe. Mm-hmm. And Pat says, well, 4 years ago lang pala yun, you've always been runaway something to me. Pero runaway that pop ata yun. Yes. Thank you, Pat. Before runners, I used to have a massive love for Funko. And I'm still annoyed with my dog. Sorry, puppy dog. And I have that account, runaway.pop, just to share photos of me taking photos of my Funkos. It was a phase. Pero now kasi, I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. Hold on. There we go. So, welcome back. It's not Runaway Podcast kung walang mga asong tumatahol. Yep. There we go. Alright, thank you. Oh, and then Arvin says, Starlink na, sir! Yes, I will.
My God.
Again, please forgive my dog. She's just a puppy. She doesn't know anything, okay? She's just a puppy. She doesn't know much. Okay. Okay. Oh, AJ is here. Yo, no way. So AJ Ramos, hi. Good evening. AJ says, hi, Jerome. How are you? I don't know if you remember me too. Of course I remember you. Come on. Yes. Hi, AJ. So she's one of my classmates back in school, elementary. One of my classmates talaga. And I hope you're doing well. I really hope you're doing well, sis. And may our paths cross again soon. Yeah. There we go. And JM says, can't believe that we had that collab stream 3 years ago. Seems like it was only yesterday lang. Yes, super. That's another story to tell and revisit. But the person who also invited us had already transcended their career into TV. Yeah, Maurice. There we go. Uy, yung kapatid ko andito. Ay, boy, kamusta? Hi, Kuya. I'm staying alive. Ayan. Sa mga chat, can you say get well soon, Jam? Get well soon, Jam, please. Yeah, get well soon. Get well soon, Jam. Yeah, you can type in the chat. Because my sister was sick yesterday. And man, there we go. Woohoo. Yay. So, ayun. Just to clear everything up, I would be focusing more on... Mao. That's my dog. My goodness. Are you done? Thank you. Okay. All right. So yeah, I'll be focusing more on these. So one, focusing more on self-development, opening the floor to collaboration, and giving recommendations. Kasi, here's my first reference of the night. I really want to clear this fog. F-O-G. F-O-G. I really want to clear this fog of war na meron yung content creators. And before I continue, I would just really like to talk to my dog for a bit. Okay, would you please excuse me, runners? Would you please excuse me? Wait lang. Okay, wait lang. JMB, focusing more on my dog. Yep. Again, she doesn't know much. She's very young. She's very young. And so I want to clear this fog of war kasi for what I've noticed between content creators here in the Philippines, there's this sort of like war in a way. Pero let's take context to World of Warcraft. Shout out sa mga naglaro ng Warcraft before. Warcraft 3, Dota, Dota 2. Kasi yung fog of war sa game, ito yung mga bagay na hindi natin nakikita. Like, they're invisible. So, these are the things that are invisible outside your area of operations, your AO. So, I want to clear this up. I want to clear this fog. Okay, F-O-G. I want to clear this fog to know more perspectives. Again, there's so many content creators these days. There's a lot. And some of them are rising. Some of them are starting out. And it's a buffet of content already, man. It's a buffet of content. And after I clear this fog between content creators, I really want to acknowledge, I want to know other perspectives, acknowledge such perspectives, and even learn said perspectives. Basta leave no stone unturned. Ayun. Here we go. So maybe she wants to join and say something to the runners. Ah, baka kainin yung computer ko. Sorry. Kasi nandun pa siya sa face ng ngat-ngat. So, ayun. Yeah. And since, alam mo yun, we're already running away for something. Kasi yun naman talaga yung purpose ng Runaway Podcast. Nandito kayo to relax, to distress, to learn something new. we're already running away anyway, so might as well take the time to walk. Yun. And isa siya sa mga natutunan ko, not just with pathways, but with my own journey din as well. Ang hili ko maglakad. As in, like, if there's any quote of reference na lagi kong sinasabi in my life is How I Met Your Mother. Si Marshall Erickson. Yung best friend ni Ted Mosby. And kung kilala niyo siya, hilig na din maglakad. So, my usual reference is, I can walk that far. I can walk that far. I can walk that far. So, yeah. So, we're already running away anyway, so might as well take the time to walk and listen to the whispers of the wind. And be in the moment. I mean, just be in the moment. Yeah. Ayun. I know that. I know that. Yep. Yes. And then my cross too. Yes. My cross from Suits. He also liked to walk. Ride the bicycle then. There we go. And Arvin says, that's a big undertaking, but boy, good luck. Yes. Thank you, dude. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, AJ says, hello again. Hope you're doing fine too. Yay. Thank you. Thank you, AJ. Thank you. Awesome. Ayan. Oh, this one. Me din. I walk lalo na pag I need to clear my mind. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, naalala ko. Kasi, like, the time you were here around the city, you had to explore then. Ah. So, yeah. We can walk together. Yeah. We can walk on the same path. Yeah, that's not going away anytime soon. I'm going to make a lot of puns to pathways. To pathways. That's not going away anytime soon. Okay, nope. Oh, no. Okay, does driving away work too? Yes. Yes, man. Of course. I miss driving. And I hope you drive safe. Of course. Hope you drive safe. Wag lang ma-traffic. Sa Las Piñas or sa SLEX. Ayun. Yeah, true. Pagbalik dyan. Pathways. Yay! See? Sarina gets it. Yeah. Always with the pathways points. Always with the pathways points. And Pat says, pagod na akong mag-walk. Mag-angkas na lang, may tinder na lang. Yes. With a bottle of Coke. Ayun. So, yun yung isa sa mga bagay na talagang gusto kong gawin this season 4. Encourage more collaboration, not just with the previous guest, but with others talaga. And strangers din. That's why I go to conventions and just meet new people. I took JM's advice, you know, just go to cons, you know, like, feel the vibe and meet new people. Know what they love, you know, what they're passionate about. And yun, dami ko nakilala. Which is great. Thank you, man. Thank you, thank you. Ayun. Oh, there we go. Oh, someone joined us tonight. Teacher Lynn. Hi! Hi, Ate Lynn! Hello! She's my previous co-worker before and a fellow Roken. Yeah, sabihin ko na. A fellow Rokenyan din before. And joining us tonight, live from her home, we got, mag-isip ka ng spill dali. We got a very special woman who used to ask questions from a friend, who used to ask questions for a friend, and now she's bringing the news to us on national television and social media. We got Hannah. Hi, Hannah. Good evening. Good evening. Hi, Hannah. There you go. Okay. Arvin says, motor na lang para iwas traffic. So, yes! All right. Thanks for watching my band, by the way. Yes, there we go. And if you guys, runners, if you want to try to go to conventions, I highly suggest, you know, time it with JM's band, Project Materia. They play great. They play music. They play Final Fantasy songs. And Teacher Lynn says hello. Hi.
Hello.
Yung pagiging SL teacher ko, Ate Lynn, nandito pa din. Ano? Hi, hello. Ah, hand gestures. And Hannah's here. Yay! Hannah's here. Hi, Jerome. Love how you keep doing this. More power to your pod. Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. There we go. Again, I hope that our paths will cross again soon. Not just with me, but with JM and the other guests you have invited to. Mm-hmm. So, yun na nga. Sabi natin, yung TPR is real. Ayan, yes. Mga ganun-ganun natin. Ayan. So, TPR po ang tawag dyan. TPR. Total Physical Response. Para hindi naman tayo nakaganyan lang. So, today, pag-uusapan natin yung Runaway Podcast, no? Ayan. Oh, and then I got another question from Instagram. Pero anonymous kasi siya. The question was, how's your healing journey? Such a huge question to answer. How's your healing journey? Honestly, shit, napatahimik ako dun na. Wait lang. Patahimik ako dun na. Shit. My healing journey, it's been great. It's been really, really productive. In my sense. In my sense. Kasi I'm becoming more self-aware with the numerology. Alam mo yun, yung mga numerology, you guys, naalala mo, 111, 222, 333, 444, send balance, 2222. Numerology tawag doon. Sorry. And may meaning siya. Manakita nyo lagi, 11-11, 10-10, 222, 333, 444. It has meaning. I'm also becoming self-aware sa moon phases kasi I've learned to realize na may effect din talaga siya sa mood ko. Personally, okay, personally speaking, naapektuhan yung mood ko with different phases. And of course, with that said, naapektuhan din yung behaviors ko. So how I handle my behaviors. Yung excitement, kung kailan ako pwede maging seryoso, kung kailan ako pwedeng magalit, or kung kailan ako pwedeng umiyak. It's becoming more progressive. And hindi na ako yung nagpipigil. It's more of like, I allow it, but, okay, I allow what I have to feel with the bonus of dapat walang maapektuhan na tao sa paligid ko, kasi I get self-conscious, and walang, tawag dito? Sorry, so hindi maapektuhan yung ibang tao, and kaya kong kumalma with my own way. Ayun. Kasi number one problem ko talaga dealing with stress, like managing conflicts in class. I talk to kids. I talk to kids with different languages. Language barrier. I have to do this with my hands. And since they're kids, of course, like they're very young. So if they're mad, they're mad. If they're sad, they're sad. If they're happy, they're happy. Clap your hands. So managing conflicts within work and just focusing on what I can control talaga. And I try to continuously not to be tough on myself. Ayun. It's my healing journey. JM says, akala ko TPR, the power is real. 5 stars na yan, Matic. Yes. Oh, thank you, teacher. Kuling, kuling. Trophies yun. Hindi nakakaalam. Kuling, kuling. Nowhere left to go but up talaga. Yes, man. 644 for 15 years. You better watch Kindergarten Cop. I will, man. Thank you. So, ang dami ko na ding recommended list. Journey to the West. Journey to the West. All right, it's all the rage in China, especially with Wukong these days. Ayun. So, going back to how's my healing journey so far, I've learned that, you know, from the past season, not just with We Are Pathways, not just with the Basag moments with my ates and Mommy J, it also includes, you know, enjoying the series and movies that I talk to with my friends, with JM, Train to Busan, with Jay, Final Fantasy, with Gia and Bon, SpongeBob, with Matt of PI Podcast, Arcane, and dami. With Thunder Banter, yung Matrix, na in-invite nila ako kasi Gen Z ako. There we go. Talked about Gen Z stuff. But I've also learned na mas ang dami ko natutunan from the 7 Dimensions of Wellness sa Let's Talk About series. And kahit yung long breaks na meron ako in between the Runaway Podcast. Nakailang breaks ako. I don't know. JM kinda knows. Mas ang dami kong breaks last year kasi ang dami ko talagang kailangan internalize. As in, ang dami kong ninamnam na basag. Ang dami kong ninamnam na different perspectives. Ang dami kong na-realize na I'm doing some of these or some of the things that I'm doing for the wrong reasons. And it's scary and crazy na kung paano ako nag-operate using those. But now, you know, we're here. Ayun. Thank you. Thanks, man. And probably the last question, and before I will answer in the suits. Yeah, we. Oh man, our first episode with the new format, suits. And honestly, marami ka talaga matutunan when you're outside of the content space. Yes. Yes, man. And we just have to look. There we go. Thank you. Serena says, thank you, Runaway Podcast. Keep it going. I found pathways because of you then. Oh my God. Serena, thank you. I know we already talked about this before, but saying that now reminds me how much I've taken my, you know, healing journey seriously. As in, grabe. Yung pa isa, I learned how to say grabe if I can't really express myself. Yep. One of the many things I've learned from the path. Pathway spawns. There we go. Ayun. What else? Oh yeah. Oh, hold on. So, joining us tonight, Relate. Yes, thank you, Serena. Thank you. There we go. Wait, si Kuya Brian nandito. Hi, Kuya Brian. Hello. Good evening, Kuya Brian. Sa mga di nakakaalam, si Kuya Brian ang lagi kong kausap sa ating favorite place in the South, Unli Wings, Funko Pop. Unli Wings. Miss Naita, everybody. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Ayun. Grabe. Wala na kasing Calico sa South. Calico Toys. Ayun. So, ito last question again, guys. If you have questions, I still have time to answer. And we can just talk for a while. Kasi after nito, may gagawin pa talaga. Oh my goodness. So I can't really stay that much. Unlike before na hanggang 4 a.m., 3 a.m. JM knows it. Jay knows it. Sa mga runners natin, alam na alam yan. We can stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning. We can't. I have things to do, sadly. So, I have another question from Instagram, and this is one of the best questions then that I had. What have you learned in the last 4 years of doing Runaway Podcasts? And I'm not gonna lie, this might be the only time I will say this publicly and in content wise. Say, I might be clipped, it will be okay, but I'm confident that the truth must be said. The truth must be said. So, I've been doing Runaway Podcasts for the last 4 years by myself at times. And as you have experienced and as you have seen, many people have come and go. My co-host, and a lot of co-hosts. And I love them so much. I really do. I still support them. It's just that along the journey, we have to accept that we're already in different paths. And even if we are in different paths, that doesn't necessarily mean that we lost respect or love to each other. I still do. I love them to death. But sometimes, in that absence wherein you have to walk in different paths, you have to go through certain challenges. When you go through these, of course, you will gain something out of it. And the process might be gruesome. For the Runaway Podcast, it was gruesome, but I stayed alive. JM is one of the people who kept pushing me, na kaya mo yan, go through with it, send that email. Send that email. And thank you. Thank you. And in the process that we have to go through, kahit mahirap siya, we will make a lot. And I mean, a lot of mistakes. A lot. Sobrang dami. Sa podcast pa lang, sobrang dami. Creative differences, yes. Directions, and what works for you may not work for me. Ganung style. Again, I love them so much and I can't emphasize that enough. It's just that right now, since Runaway Podcast is its own thing and I'm going through with my own healing journey, I felt like I have to do this on my own for now. Because if I can't figure something out by myself, why would I expect others to solve it for me? Ganun yung naging thinking ko. If I'm not okay, then how would I expect others to be okay for me? Gets mo? External yung pinagkukunan eh. Dapat internal. So dapat okay muna ako before I go with others. So it's a bold statement for me to tell na I want to be open and collaborating. And I can say that I am much more redundant, much more ready to do this than ever in the last 4 years. And again, I want to emphasize, mistakes have been made. And along the way, these people will have that specific version of you. Okay? Different versions of you will exist in the same time as your current existing self. Different versions of you existing in the many minds of people that you meet along the way. You can't change that. Di mo control yun. It's theirs. Okay? It's theirs. Some are good. Some are bad. Some will even hold on to grudges. I mean it. Some will even hold on to grudges. But what matters is that you forgive yourself and allow yourself to give the time, to give the space, to give the healing that you deserve to bounce back and be better than before. That's why we run away. That's why we're running. That's why we're driving, Arvin. That's why we're taking motorcycles. That's why we're walking. Because in the midst of all things, sometimes we get caught up in the moment, we make mistakes, and we're so unsure how do we bounce back from that. And I want to break that stigma, because when nobody was there for me, it was so difficult talaga. Where will I find the answers? How will I do this on my own? Where all I can hear is the negativity from my mistakes. Ganito ka. Wah. You allow it. And when you do your healing, at least for me, in my realization, hindi na ako nagagalit sa kanila. It's more of gaining that perspective na in one point of their life, there was one or two people who also told that to them, who projected that fear, who injected that fear, na hindi, kasi ganito ka. So ganyan ka lang habang buhay. Time is irrelevant. I don't care how long it was ago. Bro, allow yourself to change. Give the space for you to change. That's one of the many lessons I've learned in the last 4 years of doing Runaway Podcasts. Again, this is just not for me. It's for my future self. It's for my future self. And you have to do better. Grabe, no? Naging seryoso bigla. Like, what the heck, lol? Ano yun? Never tayo naging seryoso sa Runaway Podcast, gagi. Kinagin seryoso po eh. Bakit? Yeah. That's one of the many things I've learned in. Pero of course, on the lighter side, what are the many things I've learned in the last 4 years is that if you put your heart into something, even if it's ridiculously big, it will happen. It will happen in a sense wherein if you have to prepare the vessel for you to get it. It's mo. I'm saving this for a different episode, but in the last 4 years of doing Runaway Podcast, as I just document what I know now, different perspectives, different collaborations, yada yada, natututunan ko din maging accepting sa ibang views ng tao. Wala ng Tagalog. Ngayon. And it doesn't mean that they're wrong kapag nag-disagree ka. You know, you can coexist even if you like disagree with something. Yun eh. That's why we have these conversations. That's why we have relationships. That's why we coexist. You know, one doesn't always have to be like, oh, mali ka. Oh, tama ko. Black or white. There's a fine line between everything, man. Yeah. Yun. That's one of the many things talaga. So, sobrang dami. So, to cut it short, one of the things that I've learned in the Runaway Podcast is that no matter what you did in the past, you have to put in the work and effort to bounce back and learn from it. Number two, even if your perspectives clash, one doesn't always mean wrong. You know, it's not absolutism. That's three. Number three, Just enjoy. So like again, like I said earlier, in one moment, you would talk to your friends about doing this, doing that, talking about this and that. The next thing you know, they would have their own family. They would have their own business. They would have their own career path. They would have their own hobbies. It would change. And all you have what's left of them for now is the memories you've shared together. The memories we have documented together. The times when we run away. Damn, that's cool. Damn, that's cool. Yay. That's awesome. Okay, there we go. Oh, Arvin says, church. What do you mean? Okay, I have a lot to say, but you know my thoughts on that. You have a lot better than most people I know. Thank you. Thank you, my dude. Always. Mm-mm. Arvin, you say, yes, sir. Yep, save it. Save it for the next episode. Yes. Noel is here. Hello, Noel Palmon. Hi. For me, once you accept everything, you can choose the right path. The one path you really want to take. Wait, thank you. Thank you, Sir Noel. Thank you for dropping by. I hope you're doing well, sir. Maraming salamat. Maraming salamat. Runaway Podcast hosts a debate stream. Yes. Yes, man. That, it's still one of my bucket lists, actually. Still want to do that. I'm down to do that. I'm down to do that. Damn, as much as I want to talk about these, I have things to do kasi after now. Okay, and then Arvin says, I meant preach. Ah, okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I thought church was like, you know, spiritual views. Spiritual views. But yeah, that's another thing. That's a different topic for another day. Different topic for another day. Anyway. So yeah. What else? What else, you guys? What else do I have to talk about? I want to say from the bottom of my heart, runners, I just really want to say thank you. Kasi even if we have like a small community, a small audience at times, I don't mind it. It's just that I've learned how to appreciate what I have. Yun. I've learned how to appreciate what I have. Like, if hindi na ako yung bakit wala ako nito? Bakit? Bakit wala akong ganito? Bakit? It's more of like, I'll work with what I have for now and I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna put in the effort. Di na lang yung wishful thinking na, oh, I want to do this, want to do that, yeah. Yeah, yeah. As you should. Yes, Pat! Woohoo! Yeah! As you should. There we go. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. I got a new computer. Yung pala, sorry. I got a new computer. Kaya natagalin din yung pagbalik ng live. There we go. Because the old computer broke. And, you know, RIP. But here's the new memories. Woohoo! Hey. Oh, Arvin says, more than one is many. Be good. You're gonna do better. Just keep at it. Thank you, dude. Thank you. Okay. Oh, and then JM asks, you going to Hosmania? I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it. I might go. I have. Wala, hindi ko din sure, man. Hindi ko din sure. I'm really not sure. There we go. Okay. So, yeah. Again, you guys, if you would like to try StreamYard, it would be best for you guys to check this out. If you have a project, if you want to record, if you want to do a podcast, if you want to live stream, if you want to have a webinar, click the link in the description to get your $10 discount here. So we'd be only spending $15 instead of $25. And that's a lot. That's a lot. There we go. So get your $10 discount here if you would like to save up for when you try StreamYard. There we go. Very cool. All right. So you guys, anything else before we wrap things up? As if I'm talking to someone talaga, you know? Anything else? Am I forgetting anything? So, what's in store for season 4? How's your healing journey? What have you learned in the last 4 years? Am I going to cosplay Cosmania? Should I host a debate stream? What else? Does driving away work? Away work too? Yep. What else? May question ba ako hindi nasagot? Anything else? Will scary encounters return? Yes. Ghost encounters will return next month with encounters, of course. But I'm gonna try and do things a little bit differently then. Is my dog okay? Yes, my dog is okay. My dog is okay. She's doing well. Here we go. Oh, this one. Thank you, JM. Anything in store for the next 3 months? Holiday special. Yes. So I will not be doing the 7 Dimensions of Wellness this coming November and December as I've done in the past. I would give room for the holiday specials for reunions. Ayan. And for some Christmas specials then. Here we go. Christmas specials talking about movies or series or traditions that we haven't done in a long time. There we go. So that's why. Anyway, that's really cool. Okay. What else? Am I forgetting anything else? I'm forgetting. Nope. Yep, nothing. Nothing. Oh, Fat Will, when will you visit? When will I visit in your home? I actually dreamt about being there again in your home. I believe I can arrange that on October. But no promises on which day. Same with JM. I have a overdue date with him again. And with Arvin, with Rajang. I have a lot of people to meet. My goodness. Alipin ng salapi. die hard. Yep. Okay. Oh, and then congratulations again. I'll just get bigger from here, man. Thank you, JM. Yeah, you just saw a cockroach in a runaway podcast. What the hell is going on? Yo, okay. So you guys, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am very excited for what's next. Yep, for what's next for us. And I don't really have like the outro music yet. I really don't have it. But I'm just very, very excited na we're here. We're back. We're here for season 4. So we will run once more. And once more. There we go. Pretty cool. All right, then. So, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Again, if you would like to support everyone here in the chat, I would mention them now. JM is on 0 Hour Discussions. He's been helping me behind the scenes ever since last year. So, check him out now. Okay, I'm just going to do this like very, very quickly. So, that's JM Stream, 0 Hour Discussions. He's also... Hooray! Anthony is flying. Wow. I'm going to clip that. So that's JM's page. 0 Hour Discussions. If you want to support Arvin and his music, we got Rajang PH, one of the fastest rising band in the Philippines. Please listen and check their music out. They're in RJ Rock Manila. Awesome. Woohoo! And of course, Pat is still here. And you can support her and her projects. Just go to The Asian Parent on Facebook. You would see her there. Awesome. And of course, last and definitely not the least, just at the top of my head, please, if you would like to start your healing journey, then it would be best to walk with us with We Are Pathways. Book your healing session today for you to know what's it like
when you run away. All right, so thank you guys for tuning in. So just remember to subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, run away with Runaway Podcast. We'll see you next Friday.